As you can see here, the data logger checks the spectral shapes of the Hyper Pro and Hyper SAS during the measurement period to make sure the sensors are communicating properly and also to note any anomalous signals or spectral shapes. The top left graph shows the water leaving radiance measured by the Hyper Pro. This is a typical spectra for green water, which matches the expected green peak due to chlorophyll levels around the sampling location. The bottom left graph is the downwelling irradiance measured by the Hyper Pro. The graphs in the middle are the HyperSAS measurements for sky radiance and surface radiance. The logger checks these graphs and sees that for the water and sky conditions on this day, the spectra look typical for what would be expected. The top graph shows an exponential-like decrease with wavelength, and the bottom graph shows a peak in the green wavelengths. If the spectrum peaked at unexpected wavelengths or curved up instead of down, the logger should immediately check with the measurement crew.